Well, I can't think of a bigger contrast than the two things I'm about to discuss, one shortly and one at a greater length. We've been talking to you about Christ Academy 2005 for some time now here on Issues, Etc. Christ Academy 2005, a two-week residential program for high school-aged men who are interested in the future of studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. This summer's Christ Academy has a record attendance in store, but there are still openings for high school-aged men who are interested. Now, I'm going to be speaking there on the 25th. I'm probably getting the date wrong. One day, a Saturday lecture for about 4 hours at Christ Academy 2005. They've been kind enough to ask me up for that. I'm going to be talking about the Jesus of culture to those high school-aged men. Now, it's good to hear that they got a record attendance, but there are still openings for anyone you might know. And even if you don't know someone who is high school-aged and a good candidate, someone you'd like to plant the seed of future study for the pastoral ministry, even if you don't know someone, you can contact them and offer a scholarship to any man you might not know. $450 covers the 2 weeks, everything included. Contact our good friend, Pastor Scott Clems, at 1-800-481-2155. Mention Christ Academy 2005. 1-800-481-2155. Or go to our website and look for the Christ Academy logo. Right next to it, there will be a link for more information. Issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. It's Christ Academy 2005. How do you segue between something substantive like that and our visit to Willow Creek? I don't know. I won't even try. Last week, during our Issues, Etc. Reformation tour, one of the things I was determined to do, come heck or high water, was get out to Willow Creek and see what all the hubbub was about. I've seen pictures, I've been to the website, I've read the books, everything. I'd done everything but go and actually see the place with my own eyes. Stand there in the hallowed halls, the giant, airy atrium of Willow Creek. And, to be quite frank with you, I was interested in seeing their new sanctuary. Well, they don't call it a sanctuary. It's called an auditorium. 7,200 seats in this place. And believe me, when you walk in, you believe that there is all of 7,200 seats in their new auditorium. Willow Creek is one of the largest megachurches in the country, certainly one of the more influential megachurches in the country, especially in pop American evangelicalism. They have the Willow Creek Association, which is in essence a mini denomination. And then up there in the Chicago area, they've got the big South Barrington campus, the main area, Willow Creek Community Church. And then throughout the area, they've got little satellite churches, and then they also have them throughout the country. These churches are literally satellite churches. You go in on a Sunday morning, if you're a member, you go in on a Wednesday or a Thursday. If you're not a member, if you're a seeker, you go on Sunday morning or Saturday. And there's a big screen in front, and they broadcast Willow Creek's service right there where you are, so you don't have to drive all the way out to South Barrington. I want to give some of my impressions of our visit there. I really wanted to go to one of their member services during the midweek, but because we were doing the program and there was a serious time conflict there, and driving anywhere in Chicago takes about 45 minutes. That's even driving next door takes about 45 minutes. It was not going to happen. So we opted to go Thursday morning, middle of the morning. We didn't come at an inconvenient time. We checked when they opened their doors. They opened at 9. We got there about 9:40. Am I right? Yeah, about 9:40. So the place was fully open and functional and the doors were open. Not the first door I tried. I tried what looked like the main door, and I got one of those kunk, 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 kunk things. And it was at that moment I began to wonder whether or not this was really as seeker-sensitive as I thought it was, or I'd been led to believe. See, that's the watchword at Willow Creek, seeker sensitivity. I don't know if they made up the term. They might have, they might not have. It doesn't make any difference. It's their philosophy. The audience, the unbelieving, seeking audience is sovereign. They call the shots for everything that happens at Willow Creek. So what happens? If you're a member of Willow Creek, you worship in the middle of the week. If you're a seeker, you get the prime weekend time. That's where your service is for the seekers. Nothing wrong with that. I don't have a problem with that. If you have an evangelistic service, moving it to a more convenient time. But it's not just a matter of convenience. This isn't just trying to be convenient to seekers. This is, the seeker is sovereign. They call the shots. So I came, I put myself in the seeker's shoes. Am I a seeker? No, I'm a believer. But for Thursday morning last week, for a few hours, I played the role of the seeker. And I came as anyone might who's heard all of the things about Willow Creek. I came at my own time. After all, that's what seekers do. They don't set their schedule by what the church wants them to do. They don't show up when the church tells them to show up. They show up when they're ready to show up. So I showed up when I was ready to show up. I put myself in the seeker's shoes. Was not difficult to find, although I was a little disappointed there weren't signs out on the highway. I mean, you have to drive out Highway 90 to get out to South Barrington, major expressway, and I fully expected to see some signs directing me to Willow Creek Community Church. It's not like it's a small affair. It's huge. Acres and acres and acres. And that's just the building. The grounds around it are acres and acres and acres and acres. I did a comment to Jeff as we were driving out that, you know, you could find more signs to the average small Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation out on the highway on the intervening roads than you could to Willow Creek. If you wouldn't have known it was there, you wouldn't have known it was there just by driving by on the highway. Now, I know they're doing the best to be seeker sensitive, but if you want people to show up and come out to see you and wonder what's going on, come on, would a billboard kill you? They've got the money. Would a sign out there kill you? No, but we found it. It was not difficult to find. We didn't get lost. So we drive up to Willow Creek. First impression is the sign out on the, and there are major ways, major high roads all around. First impression was this. I'll tell you what, South Barrington ain't a bad place to live if you can afford it. Very nice digs if you can afford it. Nice neighborhoods, big yards, expansive homes. I'm talking about the three-story all-brick affairs. Nothing wrong with that. This is the outer rim of Chicago. This is the more well-heeled suburbs of Chicago. You drive in and you have a sign that says Willow Creek Community Church. Now that last word there, church, is pretty much the last indication that you will see for the rest of your visit to Willow Creek that you are any place having anything to do with anything religious, Christian, church-like in any way whatsoever. I'm really surprised they keep the word church on the sign. Because past the sign, there is absolutely zero indication, with one small exception, absolutely zero indication that you have come in contact with Christians. You know what it reminded me of driving in? Big, not just a big parking lot, a huge parking lot. Expansive, tall, modern structures off there in the distance. It reminded me for all the world, if I would not have known I was visiting Willow Creek, if you would have blindfolded me and said, Wilcom, we're just going to go someplace, and then take the blindfold off once we got within the complex itself, into the parking area itself, and said, where are we? I would have guessed a well-to-do community college in any big city. In fact, there's a place not far from where I grew up called Brookhaven Community College in North Dallas. Very hard to tell the two apart, except that Willow Creek was bigger. In fact, if Willow Creek ever went under, if they ever went belly up, they could sell the campus without any changes whatsoever to any community, any secular community college in the country. They could move right in, and it would be completely useful to them. You should see the gym. I didn't even know they had a gym. It's not a gym. It's gyms, all stuck together. How many basketball courts do you think? You're the basketball guy, Jeff. How many basketball courts were in that gym? Four full basketball courts. And I'm not talking about short ones sideways. I'm talking about four full basketball courts and then however many you could make out of it. Probably a quarter mile around that gym if you jogged it. There was a gymnasium and auditorium. There were classrooms, cafeteria, very easily accessible. In fact, we got into the cafeteria easier than we got into the auditorium. The auditorium was locked. The cafeteria was open. A bookstore, a big, I would say, Typical big Christian bookstore. On the upper level, overlooking the cafeteria, everything a community college would need. And what we didn't see, of course, because the place stretches on around this little lake for quite some time, if you're trying to get a general impression here, folks, think of, here in the St. Louis area, think of West County Shopping Mall out there near where I go to church on 270 in Manchester. Think of that plus a few more famous bars. And that's the general size of the place. Way more parking than West County, Westfield out there. Way more. Okay. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're still in the parking lot, by the way. Here's something that struck me. And I'm kind of going to kind of talk at first about the things that didn't impress me. And I'm saving for the things that did impress me for just a few minutes. So, by the way, this is open lines here in the last hour of the program. So feel free to give us a call. 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727. And I want to come back to that whole college campus feel that I got from Willow Creek in a few minutes. What did impress me? You want to know? Sure. The place was immaculately clean and well-maintained. Not a blade of grass out of place, except for where they were expanding their parking lot. And then they had some dirt over there, but that was okay. Cleanest restroom I've ever been in my life, anywhere. And believe me, folks, I've been to 4-star, 5-star hotels. I've been to Europe and Great Britain. I've seen the bathrooms of bathrooms, of kings. This was the cleanest bathroom I've ever seen in my life. It was also a huge bathroom, I should say. You think about a bathroom at the new stadium, bigger, better. You think about a bathroom at a downtown hotel, you know, the public bathrooms, bigger, better. I expected there to be an attendant, but there wasn't. I had to dry my own hands. That was all right. I'm kind of accustomed to that. So we started just trying to find out where we were. Once we found a door that was open, we found ourselves in this huge atrium. And it's brand new. I would say probably within the last 2 years, this thing has been built. Just a great big place. Well air-conditioned. We were in suits and ties, and I didn't even break a sweat in there. Well air-conditioned, well lit, very easy to figure out where you were when you first walked in. Right there off to your left, banks and banks and banks of doors going up two balconies for their auditorium, their new 72-seat auditorium. Now, the doors were locked to the auditorium, but we found our way in. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. 7,200 people fit in there. And all the doors during, I think, worship time are probably wide open to get people in and out. I would call it the narthex, but I think it's probably referred to as the atrium, is as big a space as you would find in any giant shopping mall. An airport, that's probably what it's. If you go into the main terminal down at Lambert, that's about the size of the place in there. And off to your right, you got your cafeteria, and then down at the end, what we found very interestingly was called Dr. B's Cafe. It's their coffee shop. Think Starbucks. Think Starbucks, except Dr. B's, which is, I guess you'd have to, you wouldn't, if you weren't a seeker, wouldn't know who Dr. B is, would they? That must be a Willow Creek inside joke, which really surprises me for Willow Creek. I mean, I don't know, if I hadn't studied Willow Creek, I wouldn't know who Dr. B is. He happens to be one of the founding theologians of Willow Creek, the major influence on Bill Hybels' theology. Bill Zekian, that's the best way I can pronounce his word, his name. I don't know how you really pronounce his name. See, I'm just a seeker. Now, maybe they shortened it to Dr. B for me because his name's hard to pronounce, and so then maybe it's Bill H and Mark M, and I don't know. But Dr. B's got his own cafe down there. Every bit is bigger than all the Starbucks we visited when we were in Chicago. You didn't ask if they had wireless internet, but I bet they do. Now, by this time, we've just walked across the atrium maybe 150 yards. to Dr. B's Cafe. We've wandered around for about 10 minutes, trying the doors to the auditorium. They're all locked. I'm thinking, we're never going to get in there. That's what I came to see. I want to see where the magic happens. I want to see where the show takes place. And we couldn't get in yet. So we go down, we get a cup of coffee, and we're waiting for just someone to say, hello, welcome to Willow Creek. I mean, that's the least a seeker can expect. Hello, welcome to Willow Creek. Or, can we help you? Are you lost? Or at least, hi. See, maybe I expect too much. I come from Texas. I come from Dallas, and in Dallas, you say hello to the guy who pumps your gas. You say hello to the guy next to you in the self-serve. You say hello to the people who pass you in the getting eggs in the supermarket. You just say hi. Or in Texas, it's usually howdy. Not even a hi from anybody. We probably ran into, I tried to count up, I think we probably ran into about 20, 25 people who were sitting at little tables off to the side, who were moving about, coming up and down the stairs. It was not crowded, by the way. Don't get the impression it was crowded. The place was as empty as a tomb, and still 20 people in there. You really had to look to find them. Many of them, I suspect, were employees. I mean, they were standing in employee areas. They were discussing things amongst themselves. Now, I'll take it back. The woman at the bookstore upstairs, it's called Seeds, by the way. The woman at the bookstore did she say hello to us? No. My producer, whose job it is to say hello to everybody, he said hello, then she said hello. Of course, maybe they have the hands-off seeker approach. I mean, maybe hello is too, you don't want to come on too strong. You might say hi to someone and scare them off. So maybe they weren't trying to scare us away. I hadn't thought about that until now. I didn't expect to meet Bill Hybels. I did not expect to get a tour. I was hoping that maybe they had tours. I've heard about people taking tours. But I didn't expect much. So we got our cup of coffee. Great coffee, by the way. She made it fresh just for us. Very hot. Very good. I did also notice that in Dr. B's Cafe, the coffee is organically grown, shade-grown coffee. Yum, yum. Without any kind of forced labor or a bad trade going on to get your coffee at Willow Creek. Guilt-free coffee, I should call it. Guilt-free coffee at Dr. B's is what we got. So with my grande cafe, I'm walking about. Jeff is diligently still trying all the doors to the auditorium. I thought for sure, because there are security cameras, someone from security would eventually wonder what these two guys were doing, just wandering about, probably in places we shouldn't have been. There was a room called Guests Central. I thought, surely we will find someone there who will at least say hello to us. We walked in, lights off, doors closed. It was open, by the way. Lights off, doors closed. I'm looking up at the ceiling. They have those little dome things like the casinos have where they can watch you. I mean, they got to have security there. And I'm wondering, sooner or later, someone's either going to tell us to leave or they're going to ask us what we're doing there. But no one did. Fine and good. We were directed by the coffee girl. She was very kind, by the way. If you're interested in how much a cup of coffee costs at Willow Creek, let's see. I think it was $3 a piece, maybe $3.50 a piece. That's about what you pay at Starbucks, right? Hey, it's guilt-free coffee. You should be willing to pay the price for it, right? So I said, is there any place we can go here to get some general information? We're just curious about what's going on. She said, well, go to the general information desk. Someone there will be able to help you. Where is it? Well, it's around the corner. So we left the coffee shop and we went back out into the atrium, and with a little bit of simple searching, we found the general information desk just about as far away from the front door as it could possibly be. Unless we had somehow come in the back door, which seems impossible, but we found the general information desk. There were brochures there. There was a sign-in sheet. There was all sorts of things, but there was no person at the general information desk. Now, not 20 yards away, there were two employees of Willow Creek. I could tell they were wearing Willow Creek logo shirts, and they saw us walk up to the general information desk, look about, stare at each other, you know, and not quite knowing what to do. We passed right back by them. They didn't say, hi, are you looking for someone? Do you need some information? Are you looking for general information? No, I mean, nothing. By this time, we've been there about 40 minutes. We walked down and saw the gym. We wandered about here and there. Now, I mentioned before that the auditorium, the doors were locked to the auditorium. And I thought, well, you know, they may have locked all the ground level doors to the auditorium, but maybe they've got the balcony level doors unlocked. So we went up to the first balcony. And I was getting ready. I'd tried a bunch of doors, and I was getting ready to go up to the second balcony in the new auditorium at Willow Creek. And just about that time, Jeff found one that was accidentally open. We knew it was accidentally open because when we came back out of the auditorium a little bit later and it closed behind us, that door was locked. It was just accidentally left ajar. So we walked in at the balcony level to Willow Creek's new 72-seat auditorium. 7,200-seat auditorium. Very impressive. If you've ever been to the Fox Theater, it's not as ornate as the Fox Theater, certainly. It's very neutral in many ways. But it was big. B-I-G, big. Now, we're standing there. We've got a great vantage point as we step out onto the very edge of the balcony in this auditorium at Willow Creek. No one in there. It was amazing. At first, no one in there. No one seated in there. So we have a bird's eye view of the stage, which is in every sense a stage. Now, if you're thinking that Willow Creek looks in any sense like a church, has any feel of a church, has any indication that you're in there when you're in a church, dispense with that idea now and forever. No crosses, no nothing. I said it over and over again while we were there. We could just as well be at any college campus. It oozed secularity. It oozed that, whatever it was. There was nothing sacred about the space at all. By design. We've been through most of the building by this time. No crosses, no indication that you're at a church whatsoever. Now, there was one exception, and that was among the many internet kiosks that they had there. They had a little makeshift kiosk set up that was announcing their baptisms that were coming up. They have a special baptism Sunday during, I think it's July, probably maybe June, and they had a little banner there in the atrium saying that there would be baptisms. Now, when we come back from this break, I'll tell you a little bit more about the stage. We saw stagehands rigging lights. They had the light tree down at the stage level. They were rigging lights. The stage goes back just like any production stage you would see in any major theater. My impressions, my mixed impressions of Willow Creek. I want your thoughts too. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727.
Cross-focused. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
One of the unsung legacies of the 16th century Lutheran Reformation is the legacy of Christian prayer, the prayers of Martin Luther and of the Lutheran Church over the centuries. Our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for June assembles these prayer resources for you in one volume called A Lutheran Book of Prayer. The book is $8.99 plus shipping and handling. For more information, visit our website, issuesetc.org, and find the book on the homepage. Or call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for June, A Lutheran Book of Prayer. Continue the legacy of Christian prayer found in the Lutheran Reformation of yesterday and today. Issuesetc.org or 1-800-325-3040.
Soft dinosaur tissue. Now how can it be?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, another T-Rex bone has been found that's provided wonderful support for the creationists. Tell us about it.
Well, Mark, you may remember that we did a broadcast a few years ago about blood cells that had been found in a bone of a Tyrannosaurus rex. And we said it was hard to believe that this creature lived and died 65 million years ago. I mean, how could the blood cells have survived that long? Well, fast forward to 2005, when the same scientist found another T-Rex bone, and it was even more startling. Not only were more blood cells discovered, but soft tissue as well, with complete blood vessels. One description of a part of the tissue was that it is, quote, flexible and resilient, and when stretched returns to its original shape, end of quote. You know, it's obvious from the Bible that the earth is young, but from an evolutionary perspective, well, the earth is supposed to be millions of years old and dinosaurs died out millions of years ago. You know, this incredible find certainly challenges the idea of long ages, and it's powerful support that dinosaur fossils were formed in recent times. You know, it really does make sense that they were fossilized through the catastrophic flood of Noah's day just a few thousand years ago.
What other evidence is there to show that the earth is young and not old? Read our fascinating booklet on evidence for a young world. You can find it on our website, AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.
This is Dr. John Tape with the Media Minute. How many ads do you think our children see on the internet, billboards, and TV? According to clinical psychologist Dr. Mary Pfeiffer, when it's all put together, our children see over 400 ads every day. She writes, quote, 400 ads a day create in children a combination of entitlement and dissatisfaction, end quote. Teach your children that contrary to what these ads would have us believe, the Bible teaches us that we are entitled to nothing except God's wrath and punishment because of our sin. Yet we never need to be dissatisfied because in spite of our sin, God still loves us for Jesus' sake and He provides for all our needs. We deserve nothing, but in Christ we receive everything. This Media Minute is brought to you by the Christian Media Literacy Institute. Please visit our website at cmli.org.
AMA 50 KFUO is underwritten in part by Reliable Heating and Cooling, with a showroom in the Mid-County Trade Center, 8463 Delport Drive. Reliable Heating and Cooling features Lennox air conditioning and furnace systems and services all brands. Reliable also provides senior discounts. Reliable Heating and Cooling, serving you from North, Mid, and West County exchanges. The next time you call Reliable at 423-3535, please thank them for being an AMA 50 KFUO underwriter.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. 25 minutes left here in this hour of open lines. I'm still not done with my Willow Creek story. I mean, this story is going to last longer than our visit lasted, but I'm trying to go into as much detail for your benefit as possible. I did pick up some brochures from Willow Creek, too, and if I have time, I'm going to talk about at least one of those, the Welcome to Willow Creek section that we got from their rack of various brochures. We're back live in the studio here Monday, June the 13th. Our call-in numbers are 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. Let's take a call here before the story continues. Carol from Florissant. Carol, welcome.
Hello. I was wondering, don't you think a lot of these churches like Willow Creek, we've got ones out in St. Louis that they're not as big as Willow Creek, but they basically can provide everything from daycare, sports, you know, gymnasiums like you were talking about, and basically there are social clubs, they have Christianity, they go under the Christian name and stuff, but the sacraments or anything like that, there's really not too much of that. They may have some Bible studies or things, you know, Bible studies for your kids and things like that, but as far as the Christian church, there's a lot that's taken away from it.
I think, Carol, that's probably a pretty good assessment of what's going on there. Now, everyone's got experience with one of these big community churches. Willow Creek is kind of the community church of all community churches. It's the mother lode. It's the Disney World rather than Disneyland. I mean, some churches are Disneyland. This one's Disney World. It's bigger, better, got all the everything that everybody wants to be. And in this age of pragmatism nowadays, it is not unusual to find people just blatantly without apology, imitating places like Willow Creek. I mean, after all, in an age of pragmatism, what works, you do what works. Whatever works, and if it seems to be working for Willow Creek, then that's what you do. But social clubs, I think that's a pretty good description. You know, one of the things that was I found quite interesting is when we went to Willow Creek, there were some announcements someplace on what was going on. Oh, it was like this week in Willow Creek. It was at one of their little internet kiosks where you're kind of locked into their website. And I was looking at it, clicking around with the mouse. And the events were all sorts of things you might find at any decent big city community center. And every once in a while, peppered throughout, there was a Bible class or some kind of a meeting that would be of quasi-religious nature. That was it. Okay, we're in the auditorium. We're staring down at this auditorium. They're rigging the lights. These guys don't even know we're there. They probably didn't even care that we were there. It's a stage. It's a round stage. Craig asked during the break, do they have an altar? Did they have? No. Don't think church. Think as a secular environment, as neutral an environment as possible. A round stage, and then a huge backstage that probably goes back another 100 feet. It was open so we could see what was back there. There are windows on either side of the stage area that can be shaded automatically with these big shades that come down. But when they're open, and they were open, beautiful rock garden. Looks like if you've ever been to Colorado Springs and you go up into the mountains and you look down into these little canyons where they've got beautiful things growing and waterfalls, that's what you see when you look out the window. I was impressed with the groundskeepers. In fact, the only non-white people that I saw there at Willow Creek, inside the building everybody's white, outside the groundskeepers are not. And you could see groundskeepers milling around like the Oompa Loompas at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, making sure everything runs beautifully and is immaculate. And, I mean, I cannot imagine what it must cost just to do upkeep at a place like this. The upkeep alone is got to be monumental. Now, don't get me wrong. None of this surprised me in any way whatsoever. I knew exactly what to expect. Did I expect to see a cross? No. You know, there wasn't even a dove, the innocuous Holy Spirit symbol. It wasn't even one of those. I mean, no one gets offended by the Holy Spirit. A cross might offend somebody, but nobody gets offended by the Holy Spirit. No doves, no flames, no angels. Really, actually, now that I think about it, outside the auditorium, in the atrium, occasionally there are, I wouldn't call it pieces of art, there are big posters around hither and yon, and all of them, there's no religious symbolism there. It's just pictures of happy people doing things that happy people do. Walking in a park, playing frisbee with the dog, laughing with the children, patting grandpa on the head after he's told a whimsical anecdote from the olden days. That's what you see. This is a place that is about you. From beginning to end. Although it was strangely juxtaposed against our experience, which was no one said hi. The people in the pictures were friendlier than the people at Willow Creek. I felt more welcomed by Grandpa having his head nicely patted by his granddaughter than the people who were actually there. So we've been there about 40 minutes. No one has welcomed us, talked to us, or even acknowledged that we exist, so much for the seeker friendliness of the place. And I'm not talking about, I did not expect VIP treatment. I didn't expect anyone to know my name, care who I was. But, you know, come on. We were there. They probably thought, hey, these are just more Willow Creekers. And since nobody knows anybody, should we say hi to these people? So we finally, at long last, decided that the only way we're going to actually talk with anybody without paying $3.50 apiece for a cup of coffee was to drive down to the reception area, which is as far from the entrance as you can get. It said, out there in the parking lot, reception. Now, that's where we wanted to go at first, but I said, no, let's go actually go in the place and look around before we go to the reception area. Now, reception actually turned out to be their corporate offices. This is a big operation. They've got many, many, many employees constantly at work, and reception turned out to be a rather small affair with a lady serving there who answered the phones and said hello to us very nicely when we walked in. But it was their corporate offices. In order for a seeker to find this nice lady who says hello, you have to drive all the way around the entire building to an entrance that's not marked for visitors. This is where you go. This would be the equivalent of the church office, where you would go if you're going to see someone who works there. Now, the lady behind the desk was nice, really nice, friendly. Now, what did we go there for? We wanted to get a picture. And by the way, we're going to put this picture up on our website. It's nothing amazing. It does give you some idea of the scale of the place, which is about the only impression I took away from Willow Creek, to tell you the truth. It's already up at KFUO.org? Good. Yeah, you can go there. Issuesetc.org will be there tomorrow. But if you go to KFUO.org, there is a picture of, well, I mean, if you really want to know how ugly radio can be, you can see these two mugs standing there in front of the shockingly beautiful campus of Willow Creek Community Church. I'm the one on the right. Or, as I like to say, I'm the better looking one. Now, we were looking for someone to take a digital picture because we'd forgotten a digital camera. And would you take a digital picture of us here at Willow Creek as proof we were there? You do want some documentation, and then send it back to us via email. And we finally found someone. I got to tell you about the conversation we had with the kindly lady at the reception desk. Now, bear in mind, this was not where we first went. We had to drive around the entire building to find this kindly lady in a small reception area hidden from view to any seeker who might come in. "Where are you from?" she asks. "We're from St. Louis." "Oh, why are you here?" "Well, we were in the area doing a radio program." We just told her the truth. "We're in the area doing a radio program, and we are very curious about Willow Creek." "Oh, have you ever been here before?" "No, we've never been here before." "Are you a member of a Willow Creek Association church?" "No," we said, "we're Lutherans." Now, her answer was very curious. Actually, our answer to that question was curious, too, in this day and age. You know, I consider it incongruous for someone to be a Lutheran, a confessing Lutheran, to be really Lutheran in their theology, and to be a member of a Willow Creek Association. Some Lutherans don't. I do not know why, but they don't. They don't see the contradiction. So we said, "No, we're not members of Willow Creek Association congregation. We're Lutherans." "Oh, that doesn't matter," she said. "As long as you love Jesus, it doesn't matter." Now, I wonder what she would have said if we said, "No, we're not a member of a Willow Creek Association church. We're Mormons. Or we're Muslims." "As long as you love Jesus." "We're interdenominational," is what she told us. "We're interdenominational." Now, that's different from non-denominational. Interdenominational is you're a Catholic, you're a Methodist, you're a Baptist. Fine, you just keep on being a Catholic, Methodist, or a Baptist and come to church at Willow Creek. It's really their admission that they just steal sheep from everyone else's congregations. Now, she was a sweet lady, and she was very well-meaning, and she ran quickly off to get us someone who appeared within seconds. It was amazing how quick the service was. It was faster than the coffee, really. Someone appeared with the digital camera, was happy to drive out with us. Now, everything's a drive here. You couldn't walk where we were going. We had to drive around again to what they called their scenic outlook. For a picture, go on the website, kfuo.org. You'll see it. And then she very kindly agreed to email the picture back to us. It was there in the email by the time we got home from Chicago, and all was well. And we left Willow Creek. Again, the only indication that we'd been at a church, the only indication that there was anything there even remotely Christian going on, was the sign out on the road, Willow Creek Community Church. I was impressed with the size of the place. Especially, you get a real sense of the size when the place is bone empty, except for 20 people, hither and yon. I was impressed with the maintenance of this place. It was clean, immaculately kept, well-maintained. Who could not be impressed by an auditorium that seats 7,200 people? I came as a seeker. I had one felt need. Willow Creek is all about meeting felt needs. They're very upfront about this. They're about meeting felt needs. I had one felt need. And that was to go to Willow Creek and to be welcomed as a seeker. To have the seeker's experience of Willow Creek. I came at my own time, on my own terms. That's what they encourage seekers to do. Come at your own time, come at your own terms. And after 40 minutes of wandering around in their church, places where I should have been and places where I shouldn't have been, no one said hi, no one acknowledged us, that we were even there. It might have helped to have a disclaimer out. Seeker sensitive only on Sunday mornings or only on Thursday nights or only during times when the doors are open for the services. I didn't expect Bill Hybels to meet us at the door. I didn't expect even anyone on staff to meet us at the door. I did think going to the most renowned seeker-sensitive church in all of the United States that at least someone would say hi, even as they're just walking by. Now, if you have a question or a comment on my experience at Willow Creek, feel free to give us a call now, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program today. And if you're interested, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. This is Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. So I've been trying to sort this through and digest it over the last couple days. I told my daughter about it. She was just all gaga over the idea of a place that was this big. And I said, well, if you think it's big, think bigger, and then you'll probably get an idea about how big it really is. It's hard not to be impressed with something big. Although I did walk away from Willow Creek wondering what the big deal was. Big building, big auditorium, big staff, big parking lot. The architecture, functional to the extreme for moving people in and moving people out and serving people's felt needs, unless, of course, you're looking for someone to say hi to you. I have to contrast it with the experience that we had just 24 hours before, when we drove down into the heart of old Chicago, actually the old suburbs of Chicago, Oak Park. Beautiful tree-lined streets, and there in the middle of a residential area, as landlocked as you can possibly be with... Did they even have a parking lot? No. You park on the street to go to this church. Christ Oak Park, where we did our second day of the Issues Etc. Reformation Tour. That morning we pulled up. Pastor's house right next door to the church. We were no more out the van than here comes the pastor walking down the sidewalk to say hello. He actually said hi to us. It was nice. And outside this church, boy, you could not mistake this for a church. I mean, if you're looking for Jesus and you're looking for some indication where Jesus might be found in your neighborhood, you couldn't mistake it here. The cross was very prominent. See, I sometimes wonder what the seekers are looking for. I mean, why is it that there are no crosses, no indication of what the seeker might be looking for? When you're looking for anything else, you look for signs that you're getting warm. But at Willow Creek, there's no sign that you're getting warm when it comes to Jesus. I mean, the cross might indicate that you're there to find Jesus, but, you know, if your people aren't looking for Jesus, and if you're not really there to give them Jesus when they come looking, there's no real reason to put up a sign that says, Jesus may be found here. Which is what the cross is. Just a sign that says, Jesus may be found here. Well, after the pastor met us at the sidewalk, we walked into this old church, what, 100-year-old church, down in old Chicago, and it was, you could not mistake where you were. They're in this church that, not 7,200 seats. I mean, it was an average-sized Lutheran church. Maybe sat 300 people, all said. I mean, they get that many people lost in the parking lot on an average weekend at Willow Creek. But there, an altar as wide as the church itself, no mistaking what people came there for. Whether you came there looking for Jesus or not, you found him there. There on this table where this church for 100 years has celebrated the Lord's Supper and the presence of Christ in his body and blood in their midst for the forgiveness of sins. Not the kind of language, by the way, that you would find used at Willow Creek, and so it's not surprising that you won't find an altar, a table for the Lord's meal, the Lord's Supper at Willow Creek. At Willow Creek, the conference table has replaced the Lord's table. Above the altar, a stunning picture of Jesus in his Last Supper with his disciples. I mean, lest the seeker wonder, what's that table up there for? Well, the art said so. This was not a picture of happy people doing what happy people do. This was a picture of a somber Jesus on the night before he was betrayed, giving his last will and testament to his disciples who are about to see him crucified for the sins of the world. A baptismal font that I found, I've never seen one like it, to tell you the truth. The pastor took us over to show it. It was the first thing he showed us. Amazing. When this pastor welcomed us and took us into his church building, he didn't first show us the cafeteria or the bookstore or Dr. B's cafe. The first thing he showed us was where people are made children of God through the water and word of Jesus Christ. There, the baptismal font. Beautifully carved marble angel holding out a bowl in front of her. That's how I can describe it. Life-sized for the reception of God's children in baptism. There were no riggings for lights to come down. The place was permanent. You couldn't move the font. You couldn't move the altar. You couldn't move anything in that church. You couldn't use that building for anything other than giving Jesus, crucified and risen from the dead, to sinners. It was a one-use building. I mean, the people at Willow Creek would consider it a phenomenal waste of money and resources to build an entire building that you can just use for one thing, which is dispensing the forgiveness of sins to sinners. But at Christ Oak Park, 100 years ago, before they knew what it meant to be seeker-sensitive, that's what they did. I mean, they just squandered their money on building a building that had one function, dispensing the gospel to sinners. A greater contrast could not be found. All right, now before we go to the break, let's... Oh, no, we're not going to go to a break. We're going to go to the end of the program, aren't we? Time flies. James calls from his car. James, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Yeah, hi there, Todd. I've been listening to the program for several years and really enjoy the program a lot, but I guess just over the last while, I guess I've been getting a bit more frustrated with the general tone of the program where so often it's just, you know, look at all, you know, look how wrong other ministries are. And in today's example of Willow Creek, I'm probably going too far in this analogy, but it just reminded me just when I was driving here, it's almost like that tale that Jesus told of the Pharisee who's praying like, you know, Lord, thank you so much that I'm not like this poor miserable guy beside me, blah, blah, blah. And please take this the right way. I mean, I do respect the Lutheran theology and I enjoy the program, but I just think it's just constantly going further and further into the side of just really criticizing other religions or...
Well, before I let you go, James, when a church omits the cross, not the symbol, but even the message of the cross, and still calls itself a church. Do you think there's something there that Christians ought to be concerned about, maybe even criticize?
As far as the cross goes, yeah, that's something that's problematic, I guess. It's probably worthwhile finding out why they don't have it there. I mean, I suspect that their general plan is similar to a Lutheran plan, where we want to try and have people get one to Christ. But this seems a fair amount of what you're discussing today is just kind of picking out just a lot of the superficial details of, you know, this many people get lost in their parking lot on a typical Sunday. And just,
well, James,
like
I'm sorry,
more,
James, all fun. I ran into when I went to Willow Creek was superficial detail. That was it. I mean, and thank you for the call. By the way, I am probably a bigger critic of what goes on in Lutheran churches who know better, who at least sometimes accidentally confess better, and are trying their hardest to be like Willow Creek than I am of Willow Creek. I don't blame Bill Hybels for building the building he built or for starting the organization he started. His theology, which is increasingly over the years a more and more crossless theology, a crossless church, is completely consistent with what they've done out at Willow Creek. I don't blame the Creekers for doing it the Creekers way, because their theology, they're simply following their theology that direction. What I find incomprehensible are churches that have a better theology, a scriptural theology, at least on the surface, a Christ-centered, cross-focused theology, and would happily dispense with the preaching of the cross like Willow Creek, because it appears to work. Look, I'm by and large a very positive person, and I think that's borne out by this program on a regular basis. But when the major influence in the church today is a so-called ministry that has as its modus operandi putting Jesus as far backstage as he can go. By the way, James, I encourage you to read an article that I wrote recently or sometime back for the Issues Etc. journal called The Gospel in the Background, when I first started studying Willow Creek. When Jesus is put so far backstage that he can't be seen or heard or even noticed, something's wrong. I don't know that such an organization deserves to even call itself a church. Really, that's my only critique of Willow Creek Community Church. That sign outside, that's my only critique. Everything else I'm fine with. Big buildings, big atriums, big cafeterias. I don't even mind if someone doesn't say hi. My only critique with them is it's false advertising. It is not Willow Creek Community Church. It's Willow Creek Community something else. But apart from the cross, it's not the church. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for Issues Etc. to continue. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri 63117. Or you can contact us via our website at www.issuesetc.org. That's www.issuesetc.org. For a cassette copy of the program, call 1-800-737-0172. That's 1-800-737-0172. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or the Jubilee Network. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.